This is Hawks Basketball from SFMSports.net.
UMS victorious 87-57 tonight over Savannah State. Doug Newton here, joined by Dave Burden. We bring head coach Bobby Collins in here to the Geico postgame show. And Bobby, let's start with the defensive effort. Once again, you guys really showed up. You really praised it in the Morgan State game, and it really seemed to carry over here today.
Yeah, I'm proud of the effort that the guys put on the floor. There's still a lot of things that we still have to work on. That's a good thing. When you get a 30-point win and you're still asking for more, that means we're never satisfied. And I tell our guys to stay humble and stay hungry. And tonight, they proved the point that we took a step towards getting better.
Coach, how about the improvement of Dominic Elliott? I think he's come along a little bit. He's come along slowly, and he played very well tonight. He almost had a double-double. He's complimenting Mike Myers really well, and I think he could be a key toward the end of the season.
Yeah, he is. Dom, we've been waiting on him. And, you know, tonight I went to him early, and I let him play a little bit longer and play through his mistakes so I could give him some confidence. And I really wanted him to do it. And I told him tonight, and I got upset with him. And he looked at me some kind of way. I said, well, get mad. Get mad and go out there and do something. I want it more than you do. And he did a good job, and I'm proud of the output that he gave tonight.
Throughout the season, the top two scorers have been Devin Martin and Mike Myers. You go back two games ago, it was all Mike. You go last game against Morgan State, it was pretty much all Dev, and Mike was bottled up for just 8 points. Today, they both go off for 20-plus. I mean, when you get those two guys rolling together, I mean, what can stop you?
Well, you know, it's a team effort. And I'm proud of, you know, any night, any given time. I mean, Devin Walker can go off at any time. Ryan and Dino can go off at any time. And we just have a complete team, and my challenge is to keep them playing together. I have to do a great job managing. So I'm just pleased with the output of this team and where we are. And I know we still have a long ways to go. And we just going to keep fighting and keep chapping away.
Yeah. Coach, I like that. I'm going to praise Isaiah Pitt. Usac Pitt a little bit because I'm a point guard at heart, and and he's doing a great job. You're asking him to do a lot of things that, you know, kind of puts him out of his normal position, I think, and he's doing a good job for you. He kind of settles the team down a little bit. He helps you do your coach on the floor, I think. Talk about him a little bit?
I challenge him a lot. After him a lot.
I saw you challenge him a couple of times.
And you know, he looks at me and says, okay, and I move on. So we just compliment each other very well with that. And I joke with him a lot about his point guard abilities. And, you know, he just goes on and he does a great job for us. And, you know, he uses his body very well as a point guard. So that's what helped him with lack of speed.
Coach, you get South Carolina State on Monday. Pretty quick turnaround with these Saturday-Monday games, and that's basically the MEAC season for you. What do you see going forward against South Carolina State? They just lost, by the way, to Delaware State up in Dover. And so this is, you know, they're on the road, and you got to defend your home court, and this is one of those games where they're kind of fighting for you for position in league play down the long run.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of parity in this league.
Yeah.
You got to come and play every night. You know, Savannah State, obviously, we were a little bit more talented than them. We had inside presence that they couldn't contend with. And when we're shooting the ball like that, when Devin Walker, Martin is shooting the ball like that, and Mike is on, and then Dominic Elliott's coming along, we have the advantage over a lot of teams. And I told my team tonight that I knew we were a little bit more talented, but do we have more effort? Because that team plays hard. And we kind of took them out of what they wanted to do. They normally wanted to make this game ugly. And I told them, if you're going to make it ugly, we're going to fight too. And that's why we trapped and pressed them as well.
Well, hopefully we get a similar result against South Carolina State. But like you said, have to out-effort the team, even if you've got the most talent on the benches. And so far, your guys are really living up to that billing. These last two games, very, very impressive. We appreciate your time, as always, here on the Geico Postgame Show. That's head coach Bobby Collins celebrating a big victory for UMES, 87-57.
The Hawks Sports Network.